This is a 5-year bill that sets out policy to support our farmers and also forestry, conservation, nutrition, energy policy for biofuels, biomass, and so on. And it ends tomorrow. And I made sure as chair of the committee in the Senate that we got our work done in June so the House would have plenty of time to get their work done. And the House committee, and by the way, we did this on a strong bipartisan vote in the Senate. The House brought a bipartisan bill out of their committee, and then the Speaker wouldn't bring it up. And the leadership, the Republicans in the House, would not take, probably one day it would take them to debate this and work through all of it, and they would not bring it to the floor. And so farmers and ranchers and bioenergy manufacturers and folks all across Michigan and the country are just at their wit's end trying to figure out why, when this is normally something that's bipartisan and gets done quickly, they wouldn't bring it up. All I can tell you is that with the deadline running out tomorrow, we did. We have a little bit of a grace period before some really expensive, bad policy kicks in January. We were able actually to make sure that it doesn't happen fully until January. But then in January, we see planting restrictions, very high old subsidies. Milk prices will go up, which makes no sense for families or children or schools. A whole range of things happen by January. So,
I guess, one of the things that I got to say here real quick is that, you know, it sounds like these particular politicians in the House for some reason want to go through the election, and then as lame ducks, maybe that some of that aren't going to be around are going to make this happen. That seems like behavior that says there's something in that legislation that they're not, that there could have, they are afraid could have some political ramifications on them before the election or whatnot. And it doesn't seem like that kind of a bill. I mean, what is
it's
going
not,
on here?
I know, you're exactly right. It's not. I mean, it passed the Senate with a strong bipartisan vote. We received all kinds of accolades because it's the only thing that's passed the Senate that actually reduces the deficit. We went in a bipartisan way, looked at every page, ended up eliminating 100 different programs or authorizations that we felt were duplicated other things or didn't make sense anymore from a taxpayer standpoint. We eliminated $23 billion in spending. And here the House keeps talking about, you know, spending reductions, and we gave them something. That's the only deficit reduction bill that they could have voted on before the election. I don't know. I mean, I think the congressman from the 1st District needs to be asked that. I think, you know, we're at a point where, I don't know. I do know that broadly, farmers across Michigan need to have a bill. They go into the planting season in the spring. They have to go into their banker and talk about what's going to happen in terms of financing. They can't plan. We have disaster assistance that are needed because of the drought and the freeze. You know, if you go down across the bridge to Traverse City, cherries got wiped out this year because of a late freeze, and we've got disaster assistance in there. So doesn't make any sense, and I'm just going to keep pushing because 1 out of 4 jobs in Michigan, just about 1 out of 4 is in agriculture or the food industry. It's very important to us, and it's very important to every community because in the UP, every single community receives support or financing through what's called rural development, whether it's schools and information technology, telemedicine, whether it's small business loans, water, sewer, roads, all of these things get funded through rural development, which is part of the Farm Bill. And not counting what we need to do with biomass energy and supporting, you know, timber jobs, forestry, and so on. So this is a big deal. It's got to get done. And, you know, we got our job done in a bipartisan way in the Senate. I'm going to come back after the election and push until they get this done.
We're speaking with U.S. Senator Debbie Stabenow this morning. And Senator, also one of the things I know we wanted to talk about this morning is you had an opportunity yesterday with the UP Honor Flight coming to Washington with World War II veterans on it to have an opportunity to experience and see the World War II veterans memorials and all of that that is there for them, for those who served in World War II. And you had a chance to see some of the folks. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's one of those meaningful things that I have the honor to do, and you know, this is a very special program. I have been home since we ended session last week, but I came back for a day to be there to greet them. And the honor flight is something that was actually started back in 2005 with a retired Air Force officer named Earl Moose, who wanted to honor veterans he worked with at a veterans clinic. So he paid for his own plane to bring folks in for a day to see the World War II Memorial. Well, it's now become a very special thing. We have a lot of corporate support bringing folks in. So yesterday, there were a whole group of folks that came in from the UP, two brothers from Marquette that I met, Dick and Lee Contoy, I think is their last name. Dick and Lee, one was in the Army, one in the Navy. I met, there were five women with the group. The oldest woman was 94, Dorothy Persefield, who was a medic. Stevie Severson was there. A 100-year-old gentleman was there. Ray Sistro. And Ray it was wonderful to see him. And of course, and the mayor of Marquette, Mayor Cavella, was there. The mayor was there hosting and helping to bring some folks in. So it was, there were folks from all across the UP, from the Sioux and Marquette over to Ironwood, and they spent a day. It was beautiful, sunshiny day here, taking pictures, having a chance to see the monuments. And for me, it was a time just to say thank you. You know, my dad was in the Navy in World War II and didn't live to be able to see the monument. I wish he had. But it's it was a monument that came later than it should have, but it's beautiful, and I think it's just wonderful that yesterday we had a group of folks who served our country, put their lives on the line, from all across the UP, who had the opportunity to come in and spend a day in the nation's capital so we could say thank you.